This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following program is paid for by Metropolitan Window Company. Information on the program is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
Listen, if you'd like to go see what an incredible showroom looks like today, just head out right across from Baldwin High School, 51. You'll see an amazing showroom, just a couple of months old, the Schmutzer's Metropolitan Window. Justin, of course, is here, represents that brand that's in the north. Andy is here to basically drive this show along with John and Justin until 10 o'clock. My job is to say, hi, you're on the air. Okay, so folks, here's what you need to do. 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com, or you can text me on the Red Automotive Line, best deal in town. The only thing we're missing is a Weber Grill. We could have a family reunion. Your wife's here. Absolutely. Brock's wife's here. So it's a big day. So Andy, if you will, take it away.
Yeah, it's the prettiest this studio's been in a long, long time, Rob.
Amen, so, brother.
Yeah,
amen.
But, you know, I don't want to worry everybody. Don't touch that dial. It's not 10 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock. So everyone's on the right sync here for a Saturday morning. But I'm thrilled to death, guys, that Metropolitan has their own show now. I mean, we've been sharing our shows for probably 10, 12 years or so. But Metropolitan, this is their hour. This is your show. And we're going to be doing this a couple times, half dozen times throughout the year. And we're pretty excited about it. This is Metropolitan Window is a brand that I believe in. This is every window in my house and is done with a Metropolitan Window on it. And guys, you have the integrity and the type of company that I like to partner with and I believe in. So I'm thrilled to death that you guys are here on a Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. And those of you who have their Facebook page, you go to Metropolitan's Facebook page or my page, and you could watch us talk on the radio here live. So tune in on social media if you like. But John, Justin, welcome to KDK in your own hour.
Well, thank you, Andy and Rob. You know, I feel like I made it to the top now.
Yeah.
You know, Metropolitan has their own show. But one of the goals of the show, whenever Justin and I, and hopefully Maggie will join us at some of the shows, is to really educate people about windows. You know, if you think about it, windows and doors are two components of a home that you really have to be cognitive of. Because those are the two components that keep the air out, keep the water out. And since spring is right around the corner, I would suggest that everybody take a good look at their windows. Open and close them. See if you can operate them smoothly. Make sure during the winter that whether or not you've experienced drafts through the windows, whether you've experienced ice or an excessive amount of condensation, these are signs that indicate you may want to consider new windows.
Yeah, it's just to piggyback on that, Dad. You know, interesting stat, Andy.
Okay.
100% of homes in southwestern PA have windows and doors. So everyone's going to need them.
How much research did it take you to find out, Justin?
A long and hard. So,
wow, okay.
Yeah, so
this is the Metropolitan Comedy Hour.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right. So it is so important and vital that you get a, you know what you're getting, first off. You know what you're putting in your home. You know who you're getting it from. There's a lot of window and door companies out there.
Yes,
we
sir,
all know that. So education plays a big part of the game. And longevity and reputation, how are they installing these windows that are going in your home? And are they going to be around to service it if you had any issues? So, you know, this is just a great opportunity for us to educate people and guide them on their way to window and door shopping.
Well, can you give us a little bit of a history of who Metropolitan Window is. I mean, how long have you guys been out? It's quite a while, but give us a little history here of who Metropolitan Window is.
Rob, Metropolitan was started in March of 1978. I started the company when I was 22 years of age, and we are now in our 41st year in business. We have an excellent reputation. Most people today, when they are looking for companies to deal with, they go on to review sites like Google reviews, Yelp reviews. There's a company called Guild Quality. The Better Business Bureau has review sites. I would invite anybody interested in windows or doors to go on to any of those review sites and read what people say about Metropolitan Window Company. You will not find a negative review. And we work extremely hard to maintain a certain level of communication with the customer. There's no surprises when you deal with Metropolitan Window Company. Everybody's on the same page. We are totally insured. We do the work ourselves. Point blank, I feel that we are one of the best in the city of Pittsburgh.
And there is a lot of window companies out there, guys. I mean, there's no make no bones about it with it. But, you know, as people are researching, so saying that there's no negative reviews and so forth on it, that's just one phase of it. But having somebody like yourself in there where from beginning to end between John, you and your wife Maggie and Justin and so forth, it's a family business, and you guys are walking the customer through the whole part of it. It's not something you got the check, now let's throw a window in and we don't worry about what happens afterwards, correct?
Oh, absolutely. We will keep in contact with each and every customer for years and years, years after the project is completed. We send out constant contacts to over 7,000 people about 4 or 5 times a year. When people call Metropolitan Window Company, they don't get a menu of choices. They get a human being answering that phone, and most of the time, it's Maggie.
Yeah, yep.
And we are the experts, quite honestly. You know, I'm obviously on the younger side, but I grew up in the industry.
Sure,
yeah.
You did.
And you know, I have done everything as far as sweeping the lots, unloading the trucks. So
and
I
you was, probably still do.
Absolutely. No, doesn't do it itself, you know?
No, you still got to do it.
It's like the chores growing up when mom and dad would say that.
Yeah. Well, before we go to our first break here, how about give us a phone number or website for your businesses?
Yes. Yeah. So our address in the South Hills is 4672 Route 51, right across from Baldwin High School. We have a showroom in Wexford as well, or they can just call 412-655-8411, and we'd be happy to help you.
Okay.
All right, and that's on Clareton Boulevard, that number, if you want to get out and actually, you know, put it into the GPS system to get there. If you're not in the immediate area, they do incredible work. I think you're going to love the showroom. They're very proud of it. And obviously, you can go see Justin in the north as well. We'd love to hear from you folks. You know, the weather is going to get warm. Even Punxsutawney Phil said it's going to get warm earlier. So you're going to want to get a jump on this. It's going to get very busy for them. So the best thing I can tell you to do is get that call in as soon as possible and set up an appointment with Metropolitan Window. Our number here, 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank Instant Access, KDK Radio. You can text us on the Red Automotive Line, the best deal in town.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
All right, we'd love to hear from you, getting some calls right now, and we'll get to them in a moment at 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. Text us on the Red Automotive Line, best deal in town. Andy Amrine co-hosting along with John and Justin Schmutzer. It's all about Metropolitan Windows, and again, that number you can call right now, 412-655-8411. So, Andy, take it away.
All right. Now, guys, windows itself. Let's talk windows here before doors. There's, what, 3 major type of windows, a wood, your vinyl, and your fiberglass. Is that really all there is, or it's just the 3 basic type?
Pretty much. And then I guess you can consider another one called a composite, which is just a combination of wood and vinyl.
Okay. Is
now,
there big difference? I mean, we hear you
there
talk
is.
About fiberglass, and okay, yeah, to me, I can see the difference. But how about between the three or the four types?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit of the difference between these four windows?
Absolutely. So we often get the question asked to us, you know, how long will my window last? Mm-hmm. Or how long do I have to do it until I have to replace it? Well, it's going to come down to that framing material. That's going to dictate how long your window is going to last you and keep its seal, its airtight seal. So all of these different materials that you just mentioned, Andy, have different thermal expansion and contraction rates to
okay.
the temperature changes. Concrete, that has a expansion and contraction rate. We see the cracks in the road, the potholes in Pittsburgh. Oh, don't we know that? So, but so wood windows, wood actually expands and contracts very slowly, until it starts to absorb humidity and moisture, mm-hmm. and then it begins to swell. Now, obviously, the glass in your windows, glass is a very, very slow thermal expansion and contraction product and material. So whatever encompasses that glass itself, you know, that's going to move, and that can create a seal failure around that glass unit. Which can there and lead into air infiltration. So to continue on that path of those options, wood windows, like I said, they can expand and contract. Vinyl is a plastic. You know, let's call it what it is. And plastics, we know, they can't hold up to temperature. In Pittsburgh, we've been having such rapid temperature changes. yesterday it was 50.
Right.
You know, last week it was 10 degrees,
yeah.
You know, so that's a 40-degree swing right there. Those rapid temperature changes are just drastically hurting that frame. It's expanding, contracting. Plastics and vinyl hate that.
So now, when they expand, can they crack the glass?
They can.
Okay.
They can, and I've been on actually a couple appointments lately where I've seen that. So it's called like a stress crack.
Mm-hmm.
Just that rapid expansion and contraction with that temperature change, since that glass isn't moving, that frame can come down and kind of squeeze that glass and leave you with a crack in your glass.
Okay.
Best thing to do, I'm sorry, real quick, best thing to do for that is to tape it up immediately and call a professional, call us out there to get that looked at right away.
But more importantly, with a vinyl window, like Justin said, it's a thermoplastic material. And if that vinyl window is exposed to high temperatures, and a lot of homes in Pittsburgh, they have direct sunlight on the front of their home, that vinyl will move. It will expand and contract. And what is the result of all that expansion and contraction is that window is going to lose its dimensional integrity. So therefore, the window is not going to open and close properly like it did when it was first installed, and you're going to get air infiltration. This is why Metropolitan is not really an advocate of a vinyl product. If you are flipping a home, you're going to sell next week, okay, I can understand that. But for longevity, durability, and consistency in the performance of the product, fiberglass is the way to go.
So the fiberglass doesn't expand and contract? The fiberglass isn't going to crack a window?
Exactly. So break it down to the materials again. Fiberglass, made from the exact same material as the glass itself,
okay,
which has the lowest thermal expansion and contraction rate, period, on the market.
So whether it's that polar vortex where we're 10 degrees below zero or the middle of the summer at 100 degrees, that fiberglass window is keeping its shape, it's opening and closing, and it's not going to put the strain on the window itself.
Exactly. Fiberglass has a tremendous temperature differential. I think it goes up to 350-odd degrees and negative 40 degrees.
Cost difference between a vinyl and a fiberglass? 5%, 10%, 20%?
It's hard to give it an exact percentage, but okay, it's going to be slightly more than a vinyl product.
But warranty-wise, a fiberglass warranty is what?
Lifetime.
Lifetime.
Yeah.
And what's a vinyl warranty?
Well, you know,
depends on the brand of window.
Depends on the brand. I mean,
warranties. Could be 5 years, 10 years. But
warranties are a thing that get thrown around a lot in the window industry. A lot of people will just call it a lifetime warranty just to kind of provide some quote-unquote comfort. But we all know that warranty is only as good as the manufacturer who makes the window,
right?
And our fiberglass window is made by Marvin Windows and Doors, who has been doing this for over 108 years. They are a fourth family generation company.
And they're not going anywhere.
Okay. So for them to give a lifetime warranty on a product is a really big deal.
Right.
But, you know, there's other vinyl companies that give a lifetime warranty on a vinyl window. Those are the ones that kind of come and go.
You know, I would actually listen to this show if I wasn't here. Pretty good. You know what else I noticed is your son's talking. You're kind of mouthing the words. Boy, you've taught this kid. You know, he's really turned into a window guy.
You know, I'm sitting here and listening to him.
Did you learn anything, John?
Pardon me?
Did you learn anything?
I'm telling you what, Andy. I feel, boy, does he need me anymore?
No, I don't think so.
He needs you. All right, let's go right to the phones. This is from Aliquippa, and John is on the air on KDK Radio. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good morning.
I'm an original customer of a Metropolitan. Bought two sets. I have one in my own house, which I talked to Justin about a month ago, and I had a little problem. He's going to take care of it in March. And then I had my sister-in-law's house. She passed away, and my wife came and took over the house, and we got John's brother, Mike. He put mine in, and he got my sister-in-law's. And I have a lot of respect for fiberglass. Mm. And as far as my sister-in-law's house, she has the same windows in her house and ended up selling it since I lost my wife. But as far as Metropolitan, they're the best, and they stand by their windows, I'll tell you that.
Well, thank you very, very much. I really appreciate those comments. But, you know, we try hard, and we will continue to do what we do best, and that is to provide customers with the best quality products and the best quality installation and service of possible.
Believe me, in that generation, there was no way you were going to do anything that they weren't telling you that you could do. Smart people. Now, my generation, okay, I trust you. It looks good. But they knew what was good and what was not good. So that's a big compliment coming from that guy.
Thank you so much, John, for that comment. That means a lot.
Well,
so.
Beaver County figures we'd get some love in here for you today. All right, 866-391-1020. Andy, you're doing a good job. Keep it going.
Hey, thanks. Okay, home show, guys. Before we go to the next break, got a couple minutes. Why don't you touch on the home show a little bit?
Sure. Dad, how long have we been doing you've been doing the home show.
I had dark hair back when we started the home show.
At least you still have your hair.
Okay, so thank God for that.
There you go.
Over 30-some years. Yeah. I think this is the 33rd?
33rd year, I believe.
33rd
yes.
year
Great event.
For the John DeSantis Home Improvement, Home and Garden Show. And it is a true pleasure to deal with John at the show. Him and his son, Mark, they do a phenomenal job. It starts March the 1st at the Pittsburgh Convention Center. It goes till March the 10th. And if you've never gone to the show, you really have to take an afternoon and visit the show. You'll see all different types of products, from home improvements to interior decorations, even
landscaping, poles, everything.
And even if you get hungry, there's a lot of booths that sell
great food.
Yep.
So
it's a beautiful venue.
It really is.
We all love it, and I know we're all looking forward to being down there.
We are. It's a fun event. I'm down there almost every day, but between PTO and KDK and different booths that I'll be
But let me just say this, too, and I shared this with you during the break, and Andy can attest to this, and John DeSantis will be the first to back me up. People like you and other vendors who are there, you work very hard there to please customers. And I've never taken time to say thank you for your hard work to all of the vendors. I mean, 10 acres of stuff under one roof. People really bring their A game that represent their companies. And you guys obviously stand out doing what you do, and you work very hard at it.
Well, we are there every hour that the show is open. And we need to be. You know, the people come and they spend money to attend a show and to visit the show. And we owe it to the consumer that spends the money and the time to come to the show, to be there, to answer their questions, to show them products that we have on display.
All right, we're going to go to a break. So what do you want to do when we come back?
All right, let's talk doors. We haven't touched on doors yet. Metropolitan makes a wonderful door also.
Is that opportunity knocking? Do I hear?
Absolutely.
Sorry, wrong address.
No. Open that door.
866-391-1020. Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com, or you can text us on the Red Automotive Line. Best deal in town.
The following program is paid for by Metropolitan Window Company.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
Yeah, it does. Nobody works harder than satisfying you when it comes to your window needs in Metropolitan Windows. And, of course, John and Justin are here until 10. Then Andy and I with the True Value Home Improvement Show. If you want to get a call in, Andy wants to talk about doors now, 866-391-1020. And let's get back to your co-host today for this hour, Andy Amrine.
All right, so guys, doors. Are we talking the same kind of material that we do out of windows? Are we talking wood? Are we talking vinyls? Are we talking fiberglass composites? Are we basically looking at the same thing with doors as we do windows?
Well, being a firm believer in fiberglass products, I highly recommend considering a fiberglass door. The other options that you have would be a steel door.
Okay.
And steel... there are places to put a steel door. For instance, between the game room and the garage.
Okay.
That would have to be a steel door, and it would have to be fire-rated.
Fire-rated.
And most people don't realize that even the hardware has to be fire-rated.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a place for steel doors, but for your front entry, I would definitely consider a fiberglass door. Now, you can also purchase a wood door. And that's a solid wood door.
Okay.
And you have to be very, very careful where you're putting that wood door, because most manufacturers will not guarantee at all a wood door unless you have some type of an overhang or a roof extending out so far. So
is that due to the weather and the rot and so forth?
Absolutely.
With it?
Absolutely. So you have to be very careful. But with the availability of...
People buy a wooden door and maybe not have an overhang, because there's a lot of homes that don't.
Right.
And they're assuming they're getting a door with a warranty, and they
and
have
they're not,
no warranty whatsoever.
No
for
warranty
it.
Whatsoever on a wood door. Wow. That doesn't have protection.
Because that's not an inexpensive door.
Oh, no, no. Wood doors can cost thousands of dollars.
Okay.
You can go with a fiberglass product, a fiberglass door, and it truly looks like a wood door.
Right.
So you're not sacrificing the aesthetical appeal and look of the door.
So with a fiberglass door, are you limited to what the look would be? Can you get
the
stains, the colors, and pink, purple, little side glasses to it and everything?
Absolutely. With our fiberglass door... The fiberglass skins actually come in a variety of different wood species. You can go with oak, cherry,
mahogany,
Douglas fir, or you could go smooth. There are a variety of different stain colors.
And what's a warranty on a fiberglass door?
A fiberglass door, your jam of the door is guaranteed for life, never to rot.
Okay.
And if you think about it, when snow or water collects near the brick mold of the door,
right.
The brick mold is typically the first thing that will
rot. Right. That's where it starts.
Correct. But with our doors, it's guaranteed for life never to rot. And you can get all different types of decorative glass. It's a great, great door. And it's made by... the Mennonites in Sugar Creek, Ohio.
Okay.
It's a wonderful door.
Okay. Now, are you still doing a lot of doors with windows built into the door for itself, or most of the doors you get just solid slab doors?
Variety of both.
Yeah, variety of both. Last year, we sold more doors than we've ever sold before. I don't know what it was, but everybody wanted a new entry door last year. And
so are there in a wide variety? I mean, you know, just a single 36-inch door to double doors to small doors to doors with side windows on it to
Right. Every
shape and size. Is there one type of door that's more in style right now than the other doors?
It really comes down to the style of the house.
Okay.
and the, you know, whether it's a modern home, a classical home. And that's what we're there to guide you with. So if you just have no idea what to get on your front door, We have a lot of suggestions for that, and we'll give your expertise opinion about that.
So, now, can you take a door that has like a double French drawer door and take that out and put in a single door, and you reframe and change and have it blend in if somebody doesn't want a double door anymore?
We could. It all comes down to the sizing, obviously.
Okay.
But we could turn a double French door entry door into a door with side lights.
Okay.
On each side. I really probably wouldn't suggest just making it one single entry door and closing up the sides. You'd be losing a lot of light.
Mm-hmm.
I would try to take advantage of that opening and really
okay.
make it
but,
shine.
But you're, you know, I guess the question knows you have a lot of employees. You don't subcontract anything, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and your employees are trained carpenters. A lot of them actually come out of the Carpenters Training Center, correct?
That's correct.
Yep.
Okay, so if somebody has a lot of reframing that has to go into a door because they really want to change the style or the look of the front of the house, even if they have a simple, small 36-inch door and want to get something that's 4, 5, or 6 feet wide, this is something that you guys have absolutely no problem tackling a job like this.
Absolutely. In fact, I love jobs like that.
Okay.
Most companies, they want to get in and out.
Right.
You know, they want the simple stuff. At Metropolitan, we can do a lot of masonry work. We can create openings, you know, decrease an opening. In fact, when we put sliding patio doors in, mm-hmm. typically in the kitchen, where there's a deck off the patio door,
right.
A lot of times we'll take out the patio door and we'll see that the subfloor and the plate is totally rotted.
Yeah.
And
I have no doubt on that one.
Right, yep. Because a lot of times people that put decks on, they don't flash it properly up
right.
against the house. And then the band board of the house is rotted.
Mm-hmm.
And where we literally have to take deck boards off and actually replace joists and rebuild the opening. And we are capable of doing all that.
Okay. So you don't have to stop a job and say, oh, I got to bring in someone else to consult on this or anything. You guys, from beginning to end,
right. Metropolitan has the crews to do what's necessary
right.
and to do it right.
We are so lucky with our installers. I mean, they can truly build a house by themselves if they wanted to, but we keep them busy putting windows and doors in. So,
yeah.
And an interesting, cool little thing to say is two of our installers are actually second-generation installers.
Wow.
So both of them, both of their fathers worked for my dad. So, yeah. And
it says a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we
now, I look at it,
guys.
My employees are my biggest asset.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
absolutely.
Without them, I can't do anything. And I know that's the way. I've talked to a lot of your employees. You know, I sneak in your places when you guys aren't there and just check on you. And
they tell you the real stuff.
They do. They do. They really do. But I love talking to your staff. They're very, very knowledgeable craftsmen.
Thank you.
Is what they are.
And
so
it's what, you know, I've been there where they've kind of put me off in the corner, a little desk, and I've done some work, and I watch the interacting of the people that come in, especially at the end of the day. It really is a family atmosphere, and that makes you feel comfortable, especially looking at it from a consumer standpoint, right?
Yep.
Well, we are very, very lucky. You know, we just hired two new people this year, and both of them just can't get over the environment that they work in. And I said, well, this is what it's all about.
Absolutely.
You know, everybody works together to get the job done, and no one's looking over somebody else's shoulder.
Can't get work done that
it's
way.
A very friendly, very productive environment.
Tell you what, let's take one call before the break. Let's swing out to Mount Lebanon, say hi to Jim. Jim, welcome to KDK Radio. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I recently had a sliding patio door put in by Metropolitan. I think it was like September, end of September or something like that. And this is not a solicitous call, by the way, but it truly, truly was a, I'm so glad that I got Metropolitan from the very beginning to the, through the installation and through a couple of calls that I made back to them. As a homeowner who was very meticulous about having workmen schlep through their home, it couldn't have been a better job done by better people. So I just wanted to let you know that, and I hope your listeners take that into consideration, because there's nothing more important than having a good company that stands behind their product. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, we're bringing people into your house. It's important, you know?
Right.
All right, quick break. We'll come back. We're going to go to Rick. He's up next on KDK Radio for the guys from Metropolitan Window.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
All right, here we go. Right back to the phone. It's been a busy hour with the Schmutzers Metropolitan Window, and they are open today. So if you want to give them a call, please do. Here's Rick up next for John, Justin, and Andy. Hi, Rick.
Hi. I don't want to turn it into a testimonial for a Metropolitan, but about 25 years ago, I bought some windows from them, and two of them went bad. And the manufacturer went out of business, and John could have very easily said, well, there's nothing I can do. But he came, fixed them, took care of me. I just want to say you can't do better than Metropolitan, and I just wanted to tell you that, that's all.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, appreciate that.
It never gets old.
I'll tell you what. I need to have all my customers on a billboard and tell Pittsburgh that, you know, that's Metropolitan is the place to
that's
go.
That's a pretty big billboard.
Well, hey. Wow.
John, I'll put it to you this way. You know, I'm in the industry. I know, yes, Metropolitan. I know dozens of other window and door companies, contractors, everything. I deal with them on a daily basis. I have only let two people ever do work in my house besides me doing it myself. You two are one of them.
Hmm.
You know, Metropolitan is the only person, only window door company that I have ever had any windows done in my house itself. And,
wow.
And I'll say that Mary and I have been in the house for, what have we been in that house? 30 years, give or take. And we had three kids. Kids are young and they're growing to college and everything else. I got a business. I couldn't afford to do all those windows at once. It took you 25 years to change all the windows in my house, not because you work slow, because but I'm on a budget. So you would come in and one year you would do, there was a year you did one window,
right.
And then you didn't do anything for a year or two. Then another year you came in and did two or three windows. I mean, and it took you 25 years to change all the windows in my house. But now the house is done, the windows are done, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And I didn't want to wait until I was moving and upgrading the house to sell the house. I want to enjoy the house. And boy, but what a difference. What I will say, the last window you did was the biggest window in the house. And I'm not really sure why I left it for the last one, probably because of budgetary. And I was shocked when your guys put a scaffolding up to catch this window over the garage. They took the curtains down and with one finger, they pushed this window out of the house. And I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have waited 25 years to do that last window. But it was for a dining room and it was, I don't want to say the least important. We just closed the curtains and never looked at it. I wanted to do the bedrooms first because those were the kids are sleeping or Mary and I are sleeping and so forth. And they were the most important windows for us to do in the house because of, you know, warmth and so forth. But
Andy,
amazing to it.
That's what I tell people. You know, it's better to do one or two windows at a time and do them right.
Yep.
Rather than do the whole house and do it with an inferior product.
Yeah, I was not using vinyl. And
right.
I didn't want the wood. I wanted maintenance free and I wanted fiberglass and I waited until I could afford. So I saved up and did another window as we came along. And at first when I was talking to you about it, it was, you know, you're like, I don't care if we come and do one window. It doesn't make any difference to us if we do one window, two windows, three windows. It doesn't matter. And I appreciate it.
Well,
that.
Because I know if we do one, you will love the product. You'll love the installation and we'll be back to do the other ones.
Well, and it was one of the windows, and I don't know if you'll even remember, it was you did my daughter's one bedroom. And about a month after you did it, my daughter says, you know, there's a little imperfection in that glass on that window. I'm like, what do you mean? And she came up and I don't know how she even saw it. It was like a bubble in the corner of the glass. I called you and said, okay, and came over and changed it.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like,
absolutely.
I never even noticed it. And my daughter, she notices she things like that. Just a couple little cute stories. So I'm sorry, I digress.
I just think it's very, very important when people get estimates for windows. be very, very careful on who you deal with. You know, there's a couple companies that came into Pittsburgh from out of town, and they're trying to take over the market.
Yeah.
It's not going to work because we are true Pittsburghers.
Yeah, they're out-of-towners.
Right. And they pressure you to sign the contract, Andy. Yeah. And we want people to sign our contracts whenever they are comfortable in doing so.
Yeah, you're not pushed to do it.
So don't be fooled by supposedly great discounts, great promotions.
Yeah.
Don't be fooled by that. Take your time. Make a wise decision. Check out a number of different windows and talk to people. And I tell people, look, whomever you go with, you have to feel comfortable with. If you don't, no matter what the price is, do not deal with them.
Yeah. Yep. Well, you got home show coming up, specials. Do you got anything going on for, you know, I know you're a week away, so maybe 6 days away. Is it too early to talk about what kind of spring specials and home show stuff that you're going to be doing? I mean, your booth, I have to say, you got, what, 8 or 10 booths down there. I mean, these 10 by 10 booths are nothing for Metropolitan Window. You have half an aisle, which is just gorgeous to come and see, feel, and touch all these windows. Windows with blinds built in with them. You're showing your wood, your vinyl, your fiberglass, the colors, and everything on it. I mean, it's amazing. Your booth is just absolutely gorgeous. Okay. But, you know, what kind of... You know, can you spill the beans and give us a preview on a home show special?
Can I think we can
twist your arm?
Yeah.
Is Maggie going to be mad at me for forcing us?
Well, Mom loves me, so she'll get over it quick.
That's sweet. But, best mom you ever had.
That's right. That's right. Just for today, we're going to kind of leak something special for all of our customers. So for our home show special coming up, what we are going to do is do a 20% off your entire window or door project.
Wow.
Which is huge. It's one of our biggest promotions we've ever ran. And it's something we want to do just help our customers out. Our home show booth number is 2103.
So that's on the second floor then?
It's on the second floor, and it's the same spot where we've been for years.
So you walk in the main door, and you're a little bit offset to the right.
Offset to the right and all the way back
to the end. Right.
To the end. So you can't miss us. We'll have a big Metropolitan Window Company sign, and then just, you know, like I said, and like, you know, Andy, my dad said, if you're even small, like slightly thinking about windows or doors, take a walk down. You know, we're not going to pressure you. We're just going to show you around and feel free to walk around. You don't even have to talk to us. Just wave. So
with 20% off your total job,
yes,
whether it's one window or
whether it's
20
one window, 20 windows.
Now, we'll, if somebody stops and sees you at the home show, what are they looking at time-wise? I'm assuming that join the home show, you guys are still actually conducting real business and going
correct
out and making appointments, and you come out and in a week or so they make an appointment, and then you know what, a month the windows are in and the job's done.
Well, you're probably looking about 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
Because all the products are custom made to fit exactly the openings that we measure for.
Okay.
Some people like them in faster, but we say, you know what, good things are worth waiting for.
Okay. Well, guys, it's a pleasure. I love having you on air with us. And you tell you what, next week we're broadcasting from the home show. So why don't you come by and we'll chat again for a little bit. Join the
absolutely
first home show on
we
the
will
radio.
The preceding was paid for by Metropolitan Window Company. Information on the program was intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.